Yes, sir.
Mr. Garcia, I know you just stated your name and ABC number. Could you please repeat it for the record, sir?
Joseph Garcia, 284424.
Thank you, sir. You're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing. You signed a form. Do you remember signing that as the form that said the hearing would be held today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, sir, did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, thank you.
It is a ma'am who's talking to you, ma'am. I was the one who was talking to you as a ma'am, but ma'am,
I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't mind being called, sir.
It's
happened before. Okay, Mr. Garcia, I'd like to introduce you to the board members. You can't see us, unfortunately, because we're on the phone, but we have the Honorable Leah Quinones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who you just heard his voice, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. And we also have in the room the Honorable Mr. Respy, who is a parole officer with Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Garcia and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Respy?
I do, and as Senator of the Department requests me to amend it to page number one.
All right.
Up in the left-hand corner, there is a typo under date of offense.
Okay.
It currently states 10/30/2016. It should be 1/30/2016.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, you heard that, Mr. Garcia, we just removed a stray zero in that date in the upper left on your warrant. Okay, Mr. Garcia, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, sir, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you for phase one, and I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false, sir. Allegation number one, let's start phase one. Allegation number one is that you were in violation of condition number seven as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 23rd, 2019, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 28th, 2019. Mr. Garcia, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that is true.
That's true? Okay, thank you. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 24th, 2019, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 28th, 2019. Mr. Garcia, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that is true.
That's true? Okay. And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center substance abuse programs on January 25th, 2019, as directed by your parole officer on December 11th, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that is true.
It's true? Okay, so thank you. Based on Mr. Garcia's admission that I moved to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and may have lapsed or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company. Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, sir, and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Respy to give us some background information. So just please stay on the line. We'll be right back with you to ask some questions in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Respy.
November 30th, 2018, Mr. Garcia was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested January 25th, 2019, ABC staff. There were no known charges. He was back in DOC custody January 25th, 2019, with a projected community supervision end date of June 30th, 2019, 0 con days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has a prior conviction in 2013 for theft, 8 months. 2013 endangerment, 6 months. 2016 aggravated DUI, 8 months. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score is a 2.2. Mental health score 1. Substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013. TIS release of Sconder, 215 days. Revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate with alcohol and violence noted. Other arrest, 2008, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, DUI, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, dangerous drugs, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, DUI, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4 B5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Garcia, back to you. We have a brief written summary of what occurred while you're on supervision, and it looks like you were approved to live at Vivre initially on Elm Street in Phoenix, but that in January you were sanctioned to go to MRC. Are those the only two places that you lived so while you were on supervision?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you working at all?
No, ma'am. I was in the process of getting employment, and I had a relapse, and I admitted that to my parole officer, and he suggested MRC program, and I went.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
I have various experience in a lot of things. I used to work for a UPS. I was a shift supervisor. I've been to culinary school. I do know how to weld. I know how to tack weld. I've done fitting. I've done landscaping. I've done a little bit of everything. I've got experience in a little bit of everything.
Okay, so you should have no trouble finding a job then with both.
No, ma'am. I have a 2-page resume.
Okay, excellent. Okay, but it looks like you were also responsible for submitting some urines for drug testing, and it looks like you were testing positive some for methamphetamines, and there's a 1, 2, 3 in
yes.
December and the 2 in January. So what happened?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened?
I just recently, when I got out, I got hit with custody papers from my daughter. My fiance left me, which I understand. I'm a drug addict, and I have a problem. I don't drink. I don't do anything else. I just have an issue with a certain drug that the illusion is to make me feel better, and it doesn't. And it takes away a lot of things from me, and I just lost my daughter. Then I got here with custody papers. That's not an excuse to do what I did, and I regret what I did. The program was working for me. It really was. I made tremendous strides in identifying my weaknesses in my addiction, and I just let that. I used an escape goat to do something that I shouldn't have done, and now I'm paying. I am taking full responsibility for my actions.
So when did you receive the custody papers?
I received the custody papers on December. They were sent to me in prison on the 13th of November.
Okay.
And I didn't read them. I got served with them in prison when I was in Fort Grant in Stafford.
Right.
I just put them in my paperwork. I didn't even want to read it. It just said custody papers from Lindsay Lewis. And I didn't really care because I was getting out of prison. And then I went to Vivre, but did a UA, checked in, did some things for work. And then right around the time when he came to see me on December 4th, he was asking me questions about, is there anything important you need to do? And I told him, yes, I do need to go to downtown to go take care of a matter concerning my child. And he was like, well, what is it? And I was like, I told my parole officer, I kind of really don't want to talk about it. And he was like, well, you have to talk about it, so I need to know what it is. So I told him, it's about custody for my daughter. And I'm the type of person, like, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just acting like a kid, and I didn't want to be an adult about my situation, and I should have been.
Okay.
And I kind of like let that bother me, you know.
Right.
And they sent me to the program, and I was doing really good. And you know, it's just I go through stages, you know. And I made a very bad choice.
Okay. So So you have a long history of DUIs and lots of probation.
Yeah, probation violations and absconding. Like I said, I was a kid when all those charges were going on. I had a kid mentality, mm-hmm. per se.
So, and you've also got, as Mr. Westby gave us the your prison discipline history, it looks like you've got some alcohol in there too?
Yeah. When I first went to prison, yeah, I was doing something to try to help my money flow, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? And I got caught. So it just seems like everything I try to do that's not doing something honest, I end up back in prison. And that's just a fact. My record speaks for itself. That every time I try to do something that's not in lines of being an honest person, I get sent here. And I see that now.
Okay.
I'm sitting in here right now, you know, and I'm not happy about it, but I'm taking accountability and responsibility for it. You know, ma'am?
Are you attending AA or NA?
Yes, I have a sponsor, ma'am, right now. I was doing AA in there, and MRC. I was doing really good in there. I have a sponsor that writes me.
And when did you get your sponsor? When did you get your sponsor?
I met my sponsor through my counselor, Ms. Johnson.
Okay.
His name's Michael.
And when was that about?
Yeah.
And when was that?
Oh, that was January 5th. And then from January 5th, I started doing AA and substance abuse. I was doing AA and was it AA and NA? There it is.
And had you ever done drug treatment before?
I have never done drug treatment in my life. I have always had the type of mentality that I don't have a problem. And that's why my record is so just back to back to back, because no addict wants to ever admit their problem, just like an alcoholic never wants to admit that he's an alcoholic. No one ever likes to face the fact that they're addicted to something. And you know, when my fiance left me, I didn't believe why she left me, and the reason she took my daughter from me was because she didn't want her daughter to be around a drug addict. And I finally understand that I am a drug addict, and the MRC program made me understand that I'm a drug addict, and that to give me tools to help to cope with the fact that I have an addiction to a substance. It's just the same with Alcoholics Anonymous. You learn to understand that your life has become unmanageable, and that there are other people out there that are just like you. And AA works for me. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink heavily, you know what I mean? I have a problem with one specific thing. So the Alcoholics Anonymous program helps me identify my problems with methamphetamine.
So,
and I can still attend meetings and meet people that do have that same problem
so
that I have.
If you were working the steps in AA,
yes.
How did you happen to only complete the program? I mean, you tested positive on the
well, what tends to happen is when you're working something and you have, like, let's say 3 weeks under your belt, you tend to understand that maybe you have it under control. As for me, I tend to think that if I'm sober for 3 weeks, I got this. I can do this. I can get high on the side, still full parole, still full my daughter's mom, still get to see my daughter, and I can still get high. That's the mentality. And that's the same exact mentality I had. I had that mentality. I was like, okay, I'm doing good, you know, I'm getting A's all across the board in MRC, I'm getting my phone, I'll soon be getting my 4-hour visit, my 4-hour pass to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do this. I can make it work. And come to find out I can't. I got caught. That tells you right there that every time I try to do something that's not in line with doing it right, I messed up. And I see that. And I understand that now. And I'm 35 years old, getting all of it late, and it's hitting me like a flood. And I'm in prison right now with a bunch of 21-year-old kids that I'm trying to talk to about it. And it's like, you know, I got to practice what I preach, and it's like, now I understand, now I get it, because I'm seeing 21-year-old kids in here that are just foolish in ways of thinking they got things handled, and it's like, you know, young man, you don't have it handled, but then again, I got to look in the mirror and tell myself, well, look, old man, you don't have it either,
right.
And I don't. You know, the program works for me, AA works for me. I just had a relapse. And all I got to do now is pick up where I left off and move forward, and that's what I intend on doing.
Okay, so I'll see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Garcia? Okay, Mr. Garcia, we're coming up toward the end of your period, but I want to give you a chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you've thought of while you were talking that you haven't already told us that the board should consider?
All I really want to do is apologize to the board for what I did, because I know on paper I look very bad. I look very bad on paper. I know that. I've seen my record. I just want you, ladies and gentlemen, to know that I had a relapse. That I thought I had everything under control, and I don't. And I'm in here paying the consequences of that. And I thank you for hearing me today explain all that. And I thank you for your time. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, so we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back in just a moment with our decision, sir.
Okay,
the board is now in discussion. Mr. Garcia seems to be starting to realize, and he said several times during this hearing, that he's realized that anytime he does anything that's kind of against the law, he ends up back in prison. And I think that's a good thing for him to realize. But he did have a relapse this time with respect to the two tests in January that ended up in his revocation. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision. I think the best thing for him would be stay where he is, continue in the 12-step work, and get a good 6 months or so of sobriety. And he still won't be able to use drugs on the side. This is a lifetime thing for him. But I think that he would be better served to do that. And I'll open the discussion of that if I have any other thoughts. I'm going to make a motion that, based on information of warrant 2019W0238, conversation with Mr. Garcia, information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Garcia was doing, but violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use methamphetamine while he was on community supervision.
Second.
Very good.
Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Garcia, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you a release date of June 30th of this year. So you've got a period of time. Really do urge you to stay involved with the 12-step programming. I think you've got it in your head. You've got the correct thing in your head. Now you just have to train your body to, get yourself a good 6 months of sobriety. And again, like you say, you still won't be able to use on the side. This is a lifetime thing for you. And we certainly wish you the best with that, sir, because
as you
can see, what it's done to your life thus far, you're 35 and you're in there with 21-year-olds. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So we certainly wish you the best. Hope we never hear from you again wearing orange. And your hearing is concluded, sir. Thank you very much for being so respectful today.
Thank you.
Would you give the phone back to CO3?